We've got a very strong association with the women's game, both from an elite England team perspective and also locally with growing game for the girls and women across Somerset. So delighted to see the World Cup coming in 2017 here.
Now, am I right in saying it's 1993 it was last in this country, I think. Does that put extra pressure on people like Somerset getting this right?
It's a massive tournament. The eyes of the world will be watching. Women's cricket is growing enormously in popularity, and it's a global tournament. So, yeah, very much so. It was a great event here in 93, and we're going to try and make sure that we deliver a fantastic experience for the players, for the broadcasters and all the spectators that have come down to the Cooper Associates County Ground and watch the match.
Do you have to do anything different knowing that there's a big match coming, or do you just get on with it because that's what Somerset does these days?
No, I think for this one, because it's an International Cricket Council match, there's a lot of planning to do. So this is going to be a very busy year for us this year. And of course, 2017 will be an incredibly busy year with the men's international, the women's tournament. And of course, we're just starting to develop the Women's Cricket Super League tournament as well. So lots going on at the club. It'll keep us busy over this year, that's for sure.
You always have that smile, which means things really are going well. Would it matter if things didn't go so well on the pitch, knowing that the business is being taken care of with these sorts of matches, or is it about the whole picture still?
No, primarily we need our first 11, our Somerset team, to be performing well. It drives everything in a business, so none of this really detracts from our primary objective, which is to win the county championship and have a world-class side representing the county, and that's what we're endeavouring to do. All of this is great. It adds a lot of revenue streams to the club, but we basically invest that back into the long-term success of the club, and that's building a great side and building a great ground. And that's really what we want to try and do, not just for now, but, you know, for all the future generations of Somerset members and supporters.
And with regards to the women's game, it helps, of course, having Anya Shrubsole doing so well for the national side. Is it players like that that keep the spotlight on the club as well?
Massively. I mean, Anya's been remarkable. There are many other girls that are coming up into England contention over the next few years, I'm sure. And it does. The women's game is growing massively. If you watch some of the coverage of the Women's Big Bash tournament in Australia, incredibly well attended. And I think it's growing. I think the levels of performance now are fantastic. It's a great game to watch. And delighted to see players, whether they be male or female, representing both Somerset and going on to international honours.
Not a bad time to be chief executive of Somerset, I would have thought.
No, it's great fun. We're in a good spot. I mean, lots of challenges with all these tournaments and all of these new things. It does increase the challenges, but they're great challenges to have. And you know, we're very proud of what we're doing here. And we want to just try and make sure we deliver for the future, both for domestic cricket and for international cricket as well.